Help all kids learn and grow with PBS Kids. Thank you for supporting your PBS station.
Okay, there's this really bad dude named Hacker.
Me! Hacker to you?
Whatever. He wants to take over the cyber world from Motherboard. The three kids are sucked into cyberspace, and they use brain power to help save everybody.
Okay, here's the plan.
So they travel all over and run into all these weird creatures and have all these awesome adventures. It's totally up to them to save cyberspace. Can three cool kids and a wacky bird outsmart the Hacker?
Never!
There's only one way to find out.
Tune in to Cyber Chase.
Cyber Chase, we're moving. We're beating Hacker at his game. Don't tell me that he's trying to hack the motherboard. We'll get him every time.
Cosmic world, freaky places that we've seen.
We got the power of 1, 2, 3, 4.
Running in a cyber chase, we meet him face to face. We'll stick together all the time. Adventures in cyberspace, the chase is on. Just wait.
Have come to the right place, Señor Digit. We have beaks galore.
Do you see something you like more than the one you have?
It's not that I don't like my own beak. It's just that it keeps scrunching up on me. See, I understand. We have chisel beaks, proper beaks, strainer beaks, and our latest model, the all-purpose spooner beak.
Can it drill through rock?
And metal.
Can it turn into a key?
Any kind of key you wish. As a matter of fact...
Motherboard 2-digit. Motherboard 2-digit.
I'm here, Motherboard. What's up?
Hacker virus alert. Bring kids to cybersite Proporciona. Fourth quadrant. Hurry!
Gotta run! Motherboard's in trouble. Hold my nose for me, okay?
Check it out! We're giants!
And I'm straight from Shrimpville.
It's the mirrors. They change the size things look.
Wouldn't it be funny if we were really...
Yikes! Digit!
Sorry to break up the party, Earthlies, but Hacker's about to send another virus to Motherboard!
How? When will it reach her?
I only know where we have to go. Come on!
Put the fun and games on hold, guys. Motherboard needs us.
Fourth quadrant of Proporciona.
Man, these trees are huger than huge.
Whoa, you could fly first class on that thing.
You think we've shrunk?
No, we'd be spilling out of our clothes if we had. But everything else is a whole lot bigger.
It's like everything has been multiplied in size.
How come Motherboard wants us here?
She doesn't.
I do.
Hacker.
Virus alert! Bring kids to Proporciona!
Motherboard?
Not exactly.
Gotcha!
Don't you just love how I fooled your big challenge cyber turkey into bringing you here?
Well, you see, it was like this. I'm sorry! I blew it! Hacker tricked me!
Don't worry, Dig. We'll handle this.
What's this all about, Hacker?
Just this. Later tonight, I'll be sending a logic buster via email to your beloved motherboard.
A logic buster?
Yeah, a virus that slowly works its way into a computer's hard drive and destroys everything.
What? That's absolutely correct.
And tonight, when Motherboard opens the email addressed from you kids, it'll be the last file she ever opens!
You'll never get away with it.
We'll warn her.
I don't think so. You see, Motherboard has no idea where you are. And in case you're wondering, there's no way off this site.
Wait a second, boss. What about the portal on the island?
That's enough! Now, download this, kidlings. Not even the rabbit ramblings of my sap-headed sidekick can stop me now. Next time you see me, I will rule all of cyberspace.
We've got to warn Mother B before she opens Hacker's email.
Mac to Motherboard. Mac to Motherboard. I can't get through. The squack's not working here. We've got to find another way to warn her.
Didn't Delete say something about a portal?
Yeah, on an island somewhere.
Come on!
Let's go portal hunting!
Whoa! That is one humongous frog!
And ugly, too. Ooh, did something just land on my head? Ew!
Kiss him back, Jax. You never know. He could be a prince.
Hey, guys, over here. He's stuck.
Ow.
Give us your feet, Didge.
I hate mud. Yikes! That's not a mud hole! It's a footprint!
If that's a footprint, can you imagine how big the person is who made it?
What if it's not a person?
Hey, guys, check this out. Whatever made it has a footprint that's 10 of my feet end to end.
Then Mr. Bigfoot must be 10 times your size. That's not good. What's that?
Giant dogs, too! Run! Hurry! Into the house!
Give me a boost!
Don't let those big boys bother you, dear.
They're always picking on me, all because I'm the smallest in the class.
He's the smallest in his class?
Psst! A mouse hole! Bet it leads outside! Something tells me inside is a lot safer.
Quick! We can hide in the closet till it's safe to leave! Okay, so maybe the closet wasn't such a good idea.
I still can't get through to Motherboard to warn her. What are we going to do?
Come on, guys. This is a tight spot, but we've been in tight ones before.
Think we can fit through that keyhole?
I don't know. It'll be close.
Only one way to know for sure. We've got to get up there.
How? It's pretty far up.
Well, if we can tell how big things are in this world, then we can figure out how far is.
Well, that kid's foot was 10 times as big as mine. So maybe everything here is 10 times the size it is back home.
Okay, I know my hand is the same size as my head from thumb to pinky finger. And this baseball cap is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 10 hand-widths across.
Then things here are 10 times the size of things in our world.
How far up do you think that doorknob is?
Well, a doorknob in our world usually comes up to about my waist.
That's about half your height.
So it's 5 times my height to the knob.
Where are we going to get a rope that long?
Yo-yo, anyone?
Mirror, mirror on my pinky, no one's more handsome than I am, I thinky.
Why aren't you two crossed wires ready for the party?
Huh? Party?
What party, boss?
I told you, my inauguration as king of cyberspace. Nothing fancy, of course. Just 500 guests, a 7-course meal, and a 30-piece band.
Ooh, sounds like fun, boss. But, shouldn't we send Motherboard that email first?
Yeah, let's do it now!
Where's your sense of drama, you collection of corroded sockets? Let's wait for the guests to arrive! I want everyone to witness Motherboard's demise!
Another few feet, Inez, you can do it!
I hate heights.
Just don't look down, guys.
What do you think? We're nuts?
Yeah, Matt, you gotta be... Okay, not
Not looking down. Not looking down. Ah, phew.
Man, it's a little crowded up here.
Allow me! All clear. Come on out.
You really think this is going to work?
Positive. It's like a bungee jump. Just aim for the sweat socks. On three.
One, two, three!
Ah! Ew! 10 times bigger means 10 times smellier!
This way! We gotta get to the bed.
This is hardly the time for a nap. Hang on!
To the mouse hole!
Whoa!
Watch out, Nezzy!
Jackie!
Quick! Run this way!
Oh! That was close.
Sure was, but it seems we're doing lots of running and getting nowhere fast.
Digit's right, but I've got an idea.
Matt, could you please tell me why we're climbing this thing?
Simple, Jax. The higher you are, the farther you see. So maybe we can spot the island from here. Hey, that must be it. And there's our ride.
Something tells me we're going to need a smaller boat.
Much smaller.
It would take all of us just to pick up an oar.
I think we need to make our own boat, just like this one, only one that fits our size.
Okay, what do we know?
We know the scale of everything in this world is 10 times larger than our world.
So to make a boat that'll fit us, we need to make it 1/10 the size of this one. All we need are the parts.
You mean like these?
Cool. Model boat kits.
This is perfect, Didge. All we need...
Look at my boat. It's a racer.
Quick, hide.
Oh, no. More giants. These boat parts must belong to them.
Hey, it looks like they can't see us way over here.
Good. Then they won't mind if we borrow their leftovers for a while.
Yeah. All we need are a couple of sides, a bottom, and a back. Let's do it.
2 sides.
I've got a back.
I got the oars.
And I've got the bottom section. This is going to be a piece of cake.
A piece of cake, huh? I don't think so.
Something is definitely off here.
It sure is. The back's way too big.
And the bottom's way too small.
No wonder these parts don't fit together. Each part came from a different size scale model.
Now what?
What we need to do is measure the giant's boat so we can figure out exactly how big to make ours. These blades of grass are all about the same length. We can use them like rulers. Inez, you measure the sides. Jax, you do the bottom. Didge, you do the back. And I'll write it all down. Okay, here's what we've got. The sides of the big boat measure 40 grass blades long and 10 high. The sides of our boat need to be 1/10 of that.
Check. This side is 4 grass blades long and 1 blade high. 1/10 of the big boat. The perfect proportion.
Cool. The big boat has a bottom that's 40 grass blades long and 20 wide. Let's find a match.
I think I got one. It needs to be 4 grass blades long, which is 1/10 of 40, and 2 wide, which is 1/10 of 20. ETS, guys, exactly to scale.
All we need now is a back. The back on the big boat is 10 grass blades high and 20 wide.
I got the back! I got the back! It's 2 grass blades wide. And too high.
I'm afraid that's too big, Didge. Your width is right, but your height is wrong. 1/10 of 10 is 1, not 2.
I knew that. I was just testing you.
This one's the right size. 1 high, 2 wide, and 1/10 scale. Let's start building.
Yes, the Pottles, Wicked, Binary, Two-Headed Sam, even those plump little pigs from Happily Ever After, they'll all be here.
Oh, gee, boss, that's great. I can't wait to see them.
Yeah, tell us again why they're coming.
To pay homage to the new ruler of cyberspace.
Nobody will come for that.
Yours truly.
They may come to see that.
I'll be right back.
Okay, guys, the sides and bottom fit. Let's see about the back.
Touchdown!
Now let's get this baby in the water.
Wait a second. We forgot about the oars.
No, we didn't. Already measured to scale. 1/10 the size of the oars on the big guy. Any questions?
Way to go, Ditch.
Come on. We've got a portal to find. Let's get rowing.
To the island.
Hey, that's mine!
Now it's mine!
Give me!
Get ready! Die!
Fine. If I can't have your boat, I'll take this one. I just gotta get rid of these weird bugs.
Was one way to get here.
Look! Down there!
Now we're the giants. This is awesome!
A giant!
Hello. Sorry.
Maybe we can get through to Motherboard now. In us to Motherboard. Come in. Come in. Nothing.
Let me try something. Yes! A map of this island. And there's the portal we're looking for.
But where is it?
Hold it, Buster. You think you can just drop in here and take over? Well, I'm Hank, and you don't scare me.
Relax, Hank. We're friendly. And I bet you're ticklish.
Whoa!
Gotcha!
Wow, thanks. Guess you guys are okay.
5, 6, 7, 8, 9 boxes plus Hank.
Since each box is the same size of Hank, then we're 10 times the size of everything here. Yikes!
Maybe you can help us, Hank. Do you know where this spot on the island is?
Yeah, sure I do.
The portal's inside that cave?
If you say so. I play there all the time, but I've never seen a portal.
What are we waiting for? We're big. Let's walk across the river.
I wouldn't do that. It's really, really deep.
Okay, we'll swim then.
The water's freezing cold.
But someone has to get through the portal to warn Motherboard.
No problemo. A little wing room, please. I'll say hi to Motherboard for you. Oh!
Dad!
What happened?
What's wrong?
Rust. It must be from all the water back there. I can't fly!
It doesn't matter. You're too big to fit in that cave anyway.
Hold on, hold on. I may be rusty, but all is not lost. Hey, hey! Meet Widget, everybody.
Oh, wow. He's just like Digit.
Hey, Widge, how's it going?
Isn't he cute?
Right up, boo, what a wervis. This is Widget at your service. Yoink!
Digit, you're a genius. Widget can fit through the cave and get to the portal.
Let's make sure.
Hey, he's as tall as two of me. He should just fit through the opening.
Start flying, Widge. You can do it.
You want to tell him or you want me to? Ahem. Well, you see, I haven't taught him how to fly yet.
Oh, man. How are we going to get him across the river?
I know. We build another boat.
Your boss ain't gonna be happy about this.
Oh, I've never been to a party with no guests.
This new tuxedo is much more appropriate.
You like the color?
Ooh, yeah, boss.
The color is great.
What a party, huh?
There's nobody here. Nobody came to my party.
Well, no more Mr. Nice Guy. It's time to say bye-bye to Motherboard.
Remember, since Widget is the size of two Hanks, his boat needs to be twice the size of Hank's little boat.
So we need something to measure with. Hey, Hank, can I borrow your belt?
Sure, Matt.
Thanks, man. Okay, Hank's boat measures three Hank belts long.
So twice that size means that Widget's boat needs to be six belts long.
What about the width?
Two belts.
That means four for Widget's. What about the height?
One belt high. So Widget's boat needs to be two belts high.
Come on, gang. Let's get busy.
Perfect fit. It's all to scale.
Launch me!
Boot me up, boys. Motherboard is going down.
He's right on course.
Row, Widget! Row, Widget!
Make me proud, Minnie Peach.
Yes, an email from our loyal kiddies. Motherboard will open it faster than an electrical pulse through a CD-ROM. Say, nighty-night, Motherboard.
We got Widget to the portal all right. I just hope he gets to Motherboard in time.
You've got Cybermail.
An email? Ah, from the kids. Better open it now.
Stop! Don't open your mail!
Widget!
That email contains Hacker's Logic Buster! Whatever you do, don't open it!
What should I do with it?
No problemo! The witch has an idea!
As the new leader of cyberspace, I'll need to introduce my Bill of Rights. First Amendment, all subjects of cyberspace will be free to praise me morning, noon, and night. Second Amendment.
You've got Cybermail.
Ah, an email from Motherboard. She must be giving up. I'll just open it up and see what she has to say. Ah, victory. How sweet it is. Oh, no! Motherboard sent back my logic buster!
You little guys sure come up big, Hank. Thanks for your help. Good job, Cybermates. Time to go home.
Bye, Hank!
Bye, everyone!
See you again sometime!
Bye! Hey, Motherboard! Can you drop me off at Beaks Galore?